Yes, I'll tell you about my brother, shall I? This is about my brother Arthur. Now, on the whole, I had a very happy childhood. I think this was largely due to the fact that I had a happy home life. My parents never made any show of their deep affection for each other, but I remember whenever my father came into the house, his first words, if he could not see her, were, "Where's your mother?" She was behind him in all that he did, helping all that she could. Meals always ready, money matters always carefully attended to. She was the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Although my father always did the buying and selling and planning of the farm, my elder brother Arthur did his share early in life and taking a pride in the work, being especially good with animals. I often thought what a fine veterinary surgeon he would have made. He had a way with animals, and it was largely due to his loving care and attention that a lovely young horse recovered from a badly injured foot. He watched by that horse with devotion, bathing and dressing a nasty wound, not a very pleasant or easy task. This brother always seemed grown up to me. He had two special friends, Fred Holmes and Bob Solomon. They all three attended the Wesleyan Chapel. When they were in their teens, it became the fashion to have a walking stick. And I remember my brother and Fred bought one each. They cost sixpence and were proudly used. I can see them in my imagination now, walking up the village street, stepping out briskly and swinging these sticks. They took them everywhere on their walks, and your granny's got that stick now.
Has she?
Yes. I expect they set the fashion among the youths of the village. My brother often spent his evenings cleaning and polishing the horse brasses. To see them shine and sparkling was his pride and joy. Sometimes he went tooting. He owned a tooting net, which he shared with other lads, going around the hedges, armed with sticks. As soon as darkness fell, the plan was for one to hold the net in such a way as to catch as many sparrows and sometimes a blackbird as possible. I expect we would now call this cruel sport, but in those far-off days, it was a pleasant pastime. And anyway, nowadays there are no hedges, and the young folk find more exciting and interesting things to do. A highlight of the year for my brother and his friends was a day in London. The first time they went on this trip, they didn't think much to the London transport. In our village in those days, the local bus would stop anywhere to pick up a passenger who held up his hand. However, in London, this method did not work. No matter if all three of these country boys waved their hands aloft and shouted, no bus would stop. Finally, the London policeman helped them out with instructions about their travels. What changes since those days? Now very young girls and boys travel abroad on their own, with every confidence. One of the great